for some of them through their businesses, but it is Allah Ta'ala who provides. So now this person,
therefore he asks him that when you put on the ihram and entered Makkah Mukarramah, at that time did you picture yourself being in the Akhirat on the Maidan of Hashar, where the sun is just an arm's length above the head, where the people are drowning in their sweat, where everybody is making nafsi nafsi, where every person is concerned about himself. They are fleeing from their parents and from their wives and from their children and from their brothers and sisters. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. So the person is fleeing because my parents might ask me for some blessings and neki. My children may ask me. My brothers and sisters may ask me. Now on that day of Qiyamah, did you picture yourself being on that day of Qiyamah, that you are going to present yourself before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? So this ihram sheets, did they remind you of your death? Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha. Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha. Jo qabre kohan uski ukhdi to dekha na uzwe badan tha na tare kafan tha. Jo qabre kohan uski ukhdi to dekha na uzwe badan tha na tare kafan tha. He says, how many times I have seen that a person with a fit and healthy body, the person is exercising, is jogging, is running, is skipping, is spending so much of money on health foods and on exercising machines, and the person is going to the gym, is doing everything to keep his body fit and healthy. Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha. And the person was using all kinds of perfume on his body. The person was fit and healthy, and he was using all kinds of soaps and all kinds of perfumes on his body. But when he died, after some time, when that old grave was dug up, there was no sign of the kafan. There was no thread of the kafan left, and no sign of the body left. So when you put on your ihram, did you think of that? He asked him, when you put on your ihram, did you think of that day of judgment? Did you think of how you are going to stand before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Did you think that you are going to be answerable? You are accountable. You will have to give hisab of all your doings and actions. In this world, the police cannot catch everybody. In this world, the CIDs and the scorpions cannot catch everybody. No matter how much the scorpions may try, but they cannot sting everybody in this world. Lots of people will avoid and escape the stings of the scorpions. However, when it comes to the day of judgment, nobody can escape the sight and the might and the power of Allah Ta'ala. No doubt Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is very, very merciful. And therefore he is calling the person for Hajj, so that this person may seek forgiveness, so that he may bring about a change in his life, so that the person may flee from all sinful things. When he is making the Safa Marwa, he is going between Safa and Marwa. At that time, the person is making the niyat that I am running towards Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. The person is running towards Allah Ta'ala. He is running away from all haram. He is running away from all sinful things. He is running away from all kinds of abuse and from all kinds of indecent and haram actions. The person is making up his mind that when I return home, I will be a different person. I will be a person with completely different character. I will go back with a heart that is filled with the noor of the Kaaba Sharif. Therefore, Hazrat Shaykh Shibli Rahmatullah Ali asked him that when you came close to the Kaaba Sharif, at that time did you experience the closeness of Allah Ta'ala? When you came close to the Kaaba Sharif, at that time did you experience that closeness of Allah Ta'ala? Because the making of the tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, the Baytullah, is in reality making the tawaf of the Rabbul Bayt. So he says, did you experience that closeness? How many of us are making tawaf upon tawaf upon tawaf, but empty, empty hearted? We don't seem to be absorbing, we don't seem to be imbibing, we don't seem to be taking into our hearts that noor and that tajalli of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala which is cast upon the Kaaba Sharif. The time is running out, so let us just do some part of Arafat and conclude the talk. Because as a Shaykh Shibli Rahmatullah, I asked him so many questions, inshallah ta'ala, next year if Allah ta'ala gives life, health and an opportunity, we could probably discuss this incident again. But The climax of the Hajj is Hajj is Arafat. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on the day of Arafat, it is mentioned that He descends to the first heaven. Now this does not mean that Allah Ta'ala has got a body that He comes down and He goes up. It means that His mercy comes very, very close to all those on Arafat. And all those who have experienced Arafat, they know then after Zawal, what kind of feeling overtakes the person. Tears begin to flow freely, provided the person has made some effort to clean and purify the heart. And he is not one of those who is even sinning on Arafat. Wallah, he gets sometimes calls and sometimes letters in which the person is unashamed to even say. Like one girl writes that I met this guy in Arafat. So I told her that this guy, in Urdu, guy is cow. So I said, if it is a guy, then you must slaughter the guy for qurbani. That is what guys you do with. That is what you do with guys. So now imagine, say I met up this guy in Arafat and I fancied him and I had a crush on him. And thereafter I decided to send somehow a proposal. The person accepted. He accepted in Arafat. I'm not telling you lies. He accepted the proposal in Arafat. And he says, after that he let me down. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. Imagine we committing sins and thereafter we are bragging about that sin. That this is what I did in Arafat. Now was Arafat for sinning? Was Arafat for displeasing Allah Ta'ala? Hazrat Fazal bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on the camel with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when they were in Arafat. He was a very young person, a very handsome young person, and he was sitting on the camel behind Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he began to gaze at the women that were coming to ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam some questions. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Yabna akhi, oh my nephew, he says that, Inna haza yawm, this is a day in which Mam Malaka, that the person who has full control over his sight, over his hearing, and over his speech, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive him. So he lowered his gaze immediately, and thereafter there was no question of him raising his gaze for the second time, accidental first gaze, which is maaf, it is forgiven, but purposely casting a second glance, or casting an evil glance, which is totally haram. Now on Arafat also, if the person is going to cast evil glances, then what do you expect of that person's Arafat?